As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the only tune they do that Rusty does lead vocals on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. Jonas Brothers, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the beautiful Belco Studios on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere. Anything you miss on the show, anything, you can get it on the Odyssey app after 10 o'clock this morning. Big sports weekend around here. Man, Nuggets in the playoffs, Abs in the playoffs, game one Saturday for both, and they both win.
Yeah, woo! I saw that.
I didn't get to see any of it.
No, I mean, I didn't watch it. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, you saw where they won.
I didn't watch it.
Nuggets winning overtime. They were getting pounced on.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, they were taking it in the shorts, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they came back, took it to overtime, and won the game.
Man, that poor coach.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need a coach.
Malone.
Yeah,
Malone.
Michael.
Yeah,
Michael.
You know he was like, come on, guys, just lose.
He was hoping for a sweep. We would get swept.
Yeah.
But we won.
I know, it just doesn't make you look good.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Oh, well. And then what happened with the Avalanche?
The Avalanche smoked him, right, Carson?
Dominated 5-1.
I heard some gossip I'll share with you.
Okay.
And somebody can deny it or whatever. So apparently there was this birthday party going on.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was having fun, and then all of a sudden the Avs came on,
yep,
and the whole birthday party was told to shh.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And the birthday girl was sent to her room.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear that part, but I did hear, in fact, that it was so like lame that somebody, not saying who, shushed everybody and told everybody, you guys, seriously, and made everybody watch the game.
Look, I can be a little bit obnoxious, but I wouldn't be that big a jerk.
Well, especially inviting everybody over and then shutting them down.
No, I wouldn't, Jamie.
Listen, I don't know who that jerk was, but I think it was just a crazy day. And, you know, it was about everyone else. And all he wanted to do, I feel like, was just have this one moment. To focus on what he, like, you had your moment. This is my moment now. Where's my time?
You know, jerk might not be the right word. A-hole might be better.
A-hole. Yeah. Reminds me of that song. A-hole.
A-hole.
Yeah.
So how was the party? What did you do when the game came on?
Well, I know what he did. I heard.
You told everybody to shut the hell up?
Well, it was the after party, right? So the party was during the day, we get to the game at night. And, you know, a whole bunch of people from the party wanted to come over. I was like, oh, yeah, come on over. I mean, what's 15, 20 people in my house? That's all good. We already have 11 staying with me.
Yeah.
So we did that, and I was like, of course. And I worked all day. I cleaned after we got home because my house is a disaster. I'm not even going to lie. There's crap everywhere. I woke up, the Roomba literally got stuck, pulled in one of the balloon cords into it this morning. And I just walked by, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not dealing with this morning. No, I'm not going to do it. So that's what kind of condition my house is. So I cleaned the best I could because I knew we were having more people over. And all I wanted to do was watch the game.
Just quietly.
Yeah.
That's
I get
how
that,
BJ
though.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I want nobody around.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even want people around and having to ask them to be quiet because they never are.
Right.
They're always talking. It's always a distraction to you.
Especially if it's an after party because they've had cocktails all day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they're all...
Well, and the kids are all hopped up on sugar. I mean, little Debbie is screaming like, Coco, Coco! And I was like, we watched it 17 times. Okay? I know the plot. I just want to see a hockey game.
Oh, Coco is a movie?
Oh, yeah.
She wants to watch it. Yeah, well, you have to go with Coco.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a good dad, right?
No, but she got the iPad. I got the big
TV. Yeah, you just have to make sure you got about three TVs in there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you do. Yeah, then right separate everybody. All right, they both play again tonight.
All right.
Yeah, they're both on tonight. You've got the Nuggets here in town, Ball Arena. Take it on the Clippers. Clippers,
yep,
right?
8 o'clock.
Clippers, and then Dallas is where the Elves will be playing.
7:30. Yep.
All right, woo! There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Going to be windy today, they say. I don't think we have a red flag warning, but it is going to be windy.
Speaking of which, we just got a text that says Kylie from Fox 31 is wearing pants again.
Yeah.
She's been wearing pants more often.
It's been a go-to lately,
hasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I feel like Monday's pant day.
Spadil, can you look into that for us? Thank you.
Pants? Yeah.
Yeah, just see if it's only Mondays. She wears pants.
Thank you.
She does the weather. I'm Fox 31.
See you, buddy. Thank you.
See you.
Jamie.
Yes.
It's a bit early.
Is it?
Don't you think? Well, I mean, come on.
I'm not Catholic.
It's less than 12 hours.
Well, I guess for me, I don't feel insensitive because I'm not Catholic. So maybe if I was Catholic, I would feel insensitive.
All right, we can go through.
Well,
front
it's my guy. And so we should just call it.
Jamie wants us to put money down. Which, I mean, when you're putting money down for a pope.
Come on.
I mean, it seems a little sacrilegious.
No, it'd be
fun. Gambling on a pope.
It's got to be on some betting site.
Exactly.
Let's just have, it's a little early.
Zuppi from Bologna. That's who I'm going with.
All right. Let's go through.
Okay.
Who your candidate is that you think is going to be the next pope.
His name is Matt Zuppi, and he's from Bologna.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes you think though? What in the article does it say that makes you think that he's the front runner?
Because I think he and the Pope were close.
Really?
If you know what I mean.
They're homies.
Oh. They're what?
You know, like Schmidl close.
Oh.
Really? Him and the Pope?
This Matt or whatever, they said he was his like confidant. His like right hand man. You know.
Yeah, this is too early. Too early. It's been less than 12 hours.
They said that the front runner is Pietro Parolin or whatever his name is. Pietro or somebody. But you told me he doesn't believe in same-sex marriage, right?
According to what I'm reading.
Right.
I have no idea who the guy
is.
Out, but yeah,
right?
they say, which I think is a game stopper there for him.
Yeah.
I have a guy. First, Carson, who do you like here?
Cardinal Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay.
And he is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He's the youngest candidate.
He makes
65.
Great corn chips, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
he does.
I love Frito-Lay corn chips.
All right.
Cardinal Turkson I'm going to go with, okay?
Who's he?
Cardinal Turkson is from Guyana. He is 76 years old. He fits perfectly for this. He's the bookie's favorite. Or was at one point.
They say the word bookie?
Yeah.
No,
see?
What?
It's not wrong then.
Yeah. Says Cardinal Turkson, born in Guyana, was the bookie's favorite at one point when Francis was chosen. He would be the first black pope ever.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be super cool.
There you
cool.
go.
Yeah, it might
I'm
be
I'm going to put my money on him.
Yeah. I like, what's it, Turkson?
He would be Cardinal, he would be Pope Peter.
Oh, Pope Peter.
Pope Peter.
See, it even rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Pope Peter.
Mm. All right.
Pope Peter Turkson is all his right. name.
Schmidl,
so,
do you have a
pope
guess?
Peter. Yep. Schmidl.
I like this Tagle guy, Cardinal Louis Antonio Tagle.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He's supposed to line up with the whole inclusivity thing that Francis was about.
And where's he from?
I have to find that one out.
Manila.
Manila?
Yeah, he's from Manila.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah.
So
I've been investigating.
All right, that's our bets.
To investigate before I put my money down.
Okay, so I have Matt Zuppi from Bologna.
Yeah, you have him.
And you have Frito-Lay.
From Congo.
I have Pope Peter.
Pope Peter, and you have...
Tagle.
Tagle. All right, there we go. It. Money's down.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Let's go.
$10 each?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Sure. All right, cool.
And if nobody hits, bets off, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
All gone.
All right, I like it. I like it a lot.
You want to go with runner-ups?
BJ and Jamie.
Ellis. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Jamie, did you see the video of Justin Bieber at Coachella?
Yeah.
Oh,
something's wrong.
You had to wake up, or he had to wake up, the next day thinking, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, well,
it's bad.
He's clinging all over Haley, and then he's blocking her view. But then, who's that red girl? The girl that was having the birthday party?
Sexy Red.
Yeah, Sexy Red. He went to her party, and he was just like, but here's what Harvey Levin from TMZ said. He said he's in a religious cult, that Justin is.
That didn't look like a religious cult to me.
I agree. He said that
far
Justin,
from it, in fact.
They said that they've lost him. He's in with this minister. You remember how he clinged on to the last minister, yeah. But then that minister had an affair or whatever that last
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
They said he's clinging on to this new minister guy, and he's like, they said he's just gone.
He's wasted.
He is.
This video, and it's not all pot. Pot doesn't make you act the way he's acting, okay? I mean, he's smoking it during the videotape of this thing, but it's something else, too. He's on something else, but this video is absolutely terrible. I mean, for it to get posted. And if you're his wife, you got to be going, dude, yeah, you got to stop.
Well, yeah, you have
you
a kid.
You can't do this.
You have you're a new dad. That's the thing that's so bad about it. Because apparently he wanted kids so bad, right? And now look at him.
And he looks like in that video, he's just a shell
yeah.
of a human. He's not even, like, with it at all.
I'm with you. I think there's something there with the cult thing. Something he's caught up in.
Yeah.
Something, he's fighting some demons right now. I don't know what it is, but this guy's making bad decisions.
Harvey goes, like, I've been on the phone. You know how he does it. I've been on the phone all morning, and he's in deep. He's in deep, and they can't get him away from this guy.
That might be the case. That might explain it all right there.
I don't know,
but this video.
But what kind of cult is this? Like the drug cult?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not brushed up on cults.
Me either. That
yeah, so is. I don't know what's going
looks,
on.
And he looks like Carson just said, a shell. Like he's all bones.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's not even healthy.
And in that one of the videos, he's just like, he's standing, but he's hunched over.
I know. It just.
It looks really unhealthy.
Yeah. Something.
Were you impressed that I had Sexy Red right on the tip of my tongue?
You know what? I didn't want to stop because we were on a roll, but I almost said, like, what the hell? How do you know that?
Sexy Red. BJ, I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Nobody else in the room.
I didn't.
Sexy Red.
Well, because I didn't know if you'd be irritated that I, like, stopped. You're like, what the hell? How do you know that?
I impressed myself.
BJ and Jamie.
Let me clarify what I said off air, okay? Instead of.
That he has a mental illness?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a little bit too much, I guess.
Mean.
It was a little too much. A little too much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the things I'm hating right now on my social media feed is the WWE. Okay. I don't
John
get
Cena!
And I said off air, I said Carson, because Carson loves the WWE, mm-hmm. professional wrestling, okay? I said that it was a mental illness, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah.
You said
you guys, you're in a cult.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Don't you understand? Nobody won their 17th world title. Nobody won it. It's all scripted. Okay. If you're watching it and it comes on a Saturday night, you're sitting around the house and you're into it because, you know, the pageantry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And acrobats that are in this sport. I mean, they're really good. They're good athletes, okay? All right, then I get it. All right, you spend a Saturday night. But for those of you that post that congratulations to John Cena,
John
he just
Cena!
Won his 17th world title. He never won his 17th world title.
He is the all-time... He's a champ. 17-time WWE champion. That's never been done.
Ever.
Now, what he's won, the sport he's in.
Take it in. And the champ is here.
He shouldn't be getting a belt. He should be getting an Oscar. Because it's all acting.
Well, maybe the belt is kind of like their Oscar, right? Right?
I don't know.
Look. You can't see me. Look, you can't see, can you see me?
Yeah, I mean, the shorts are all time,
you
man.
You can see me? But, look, no, you can't.
And his finishing move, the attitude adjustment? Come on.
John Cena!
And I guess there was a major women's tag team event last night, and everybody's talking about the return of so-and-so, so-and-so.
Is it Nikki?
I don't know.
Nikki Bella?
Who was it?
I don't know. I didn't say for that. Okay. I just wanted John Cena. That's all I care about.
I mean, you have to admit, John Cena has become an icon.
No, I'm not saying that he's not. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that people that go online and post, congratulations, John Cena, you just won your 17th. He did not win a world title. He might have got it named for him after the script that he performed in a ring, but he's not a true champion.
How is that different than winning the Super Bowl or any other major sporting event?
Exactly.
It is the WWE WrestleMania 41. He is a 17-time champ. It's never been done.
Okay, you had a point earlier.
Thank you. Mental illness.
No, you said something that I thought was a good point. If we could all just be calm for a minute, even though I'm screaming at John Cena. And his jean shorts I love so much. Anyway, but listen, you did say something to Carson that he couldn't answer, but you said, how is it that you're such an Avs fan, a professional athlete that are really...
And played sports.
Yeah, and you played sports, correct?
Yes.
And I mean, these are competitive people, but then you watch acting and you're just as into it.
It's not acting. They're amazing athletes. But here's
the thing.
Here's the thing where WWE and my whole fascination is that all my friends and I, we grew up watching it. So it's always been like... get together and hang out with your boys and just
so it's kind of like a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because you had like the little action figures and stuff.
Yeah, we all did. Like, we used to set up like a makeshift ring in our backyard, and like on the side of playing Power Rangers, we would also do WWE do like the flying pile drives and everything like that.
I understand that.
Yeah, I understand. That's why I'm saying. Okay, take that out. If you want to do it for entertainment purposes and you want to, you know, do a tumble in the backyard, that's fine. No big deal, right? I'm talking about people who are posting online right now and congratulating John Cena for being a world champion the 17th time. But those people, it's like, whoa, you're crossing a line now.
But
okay?
Are they?
There is no world championship.
Because I feel like he's very excited about it.
He is. It's the all time, man. No one's ever 17. That's insane.
So I think for them and their buddies, it's like make believe.
Right.
So it's pretty fun for them in make believe land.
And still being able to do what he does, winning a seven, like breaking history at 47 years old.
Right.
I mean, look at Tom Brady. Look at what Tom Brady did. He played until he was.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is mentally ill.
So the WWE to you is your fairy world, right?
Well, I don't know the way he's talking.
He's comparing John Cena to Tom Brady.
Man, come on. They're both athletes.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Look at John Cena's body. You're telling me he's not an athlete.
He's on roids.
Nobody said nobody's an athlete.
Well, roids, sports. I mean, people dope. Look, Lance Armstrong dope.
There's a random guy. But, I mean, John Cena's totally on roids.
Nobody said they weren't athletes. That's not the argument. They're very good athletes. They're great athletes, in fact. I've known several of them. They're very good.
But
they're not world champions because
17 times is nothing.
Because somebody wrote the script 17 times for him.
That is true.
That's what I'm saying.
This is history, okay? Yeah. His farewell tour. I mean, he wins.
There's a world that the WWE needs to live in, but when it goes online and people are like, oh my God, I can't believe she won. She beat the. What do you mean you can't believe she won?
Okay, here's what I think. I think that we can't.
She won because they wrote the script that way.
I think if we don't understand other people's passion, then that's, you know, that's their passion. That's what it's, for example, Schmidl and those weird Cosmo girls that he's in love with that are fake.
I understand that.
You can't understand John Cena.
I get that. That makes sense to me, Jamie. Are you kidding?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man, I got to go home today. Got to clean up the buddy tracks on the front steps.
Oh.
Oh, so much to do today.
Yeah.
So much to do. Hope everybody had a great Easter.
Why are you yelling?
Just a great Easter weekend.
I can't believe you didn't do an Easter egg hunt.
We did not.
I'm very disappointed in you as
parents. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed too, actually. I think this might be the first year there was no Easter egg
hunt. That
was
like my highlight of my life.
Even
as an adult, my mom and dad would still hide Easter eggs. My sister and I literally in our 20s would tear each other apart looking for the Easter eggs.
Let me ask you a question though. Because, I mean, you had Ralphie growing up, when he was growing up. Isn't it a little bit different? And Carson would know. Is it a little bit different when it's only one kid?
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Because I was, I remember going out in my backyard every Easter dressed as a bunny. And I looked all over for eggs, and sometimes there'd be like not even eggs. Like sometimes a toy would be hidden in like a tree or something. It was cool.
Yeah, my kid every year even last year. What I did last year is I don't know if you remember this. I have the pictures of it, but I took four pieces of paper, little bitty pieces of paper, and only in the we call it the black room because it has a black couch. But in the black room, I hid four pieces of paper, and he had last year, and he had to go searching for them. And one of them was in the Roomba in the dirt part, you know.
No way, were you pulling it out?
And he found it.
That's crazy.
He freaking found it. Yeah, and it was a really expensive gift, and I put it in there on purpose because I knew he would never find it, and he found it.
Honestly, one of my best memories was just always going out in the backyard and just
looking for the eggs. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter if you're only child.
Well, we didn't do it. We didn't do it because Frog got from the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny brought him a laser tag set. Guns, the little, the shield that you put on and everything. And it's pretty high tech. And that's all he wanted to do. That's all he wanted to play yesterday. So he and I played for a while, quite a while.
I think you could have told the bunny that I have one in my basement if you could have just had it.
Well, I don't have the bunny's number.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know how to get in touch with the bunny. But if I could have saved some bucks there, getting the bunny and, you know, be the middle guy here.
I only know this because I was looking for super soakers to get the woodpeckers out of the, you know, remember I filled up super soakers with pepper water. And so I was like, oh, those are those things where they go off. They go beep, right? When they shoot you in the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Easter's a great holiday.
It is. It is. Yeah. Well, he has risen.
Yeah, and I think our next Cinco de Mayo, and then Memorial Day weekend. It does feel like spring, though.
You forgot Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Forgot about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
What is that, May 11th, I think it is?
Somewhere around there.
I think it's the 11th, right?
Because I'm taking Friday off, and I'm
so
going to California.
That would be the 9th, so it would be the 11th, right? All right, so Mother's Day, Cinco de Mayo, then the Memorial Day weekend.
Yep, and then it's summer!
Yeah, it already feels like spring, though.
It's flying by. Life
once you get to Easter.
Man, see, they have an only child. They hid eggs.
Yeah, we did a first Easter egg hunt yesterday.
Yeah, but you had several people there, didn't you?
Well, yeah. But
even if she was there alone, they care. They love their child.
No, I'm just saying that there are other kids there, too.
We hid 40 eggs.
Nice. Yeah.
40.
Did you see Carrie's house?
No.
Oh my God, they hid six, for the neighborhood, they hid 600 eggs.
What? Woo! They did a neighborhood? That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's all these lit up eggs, and they do it at night. It is amazing. Sweet. See, I love it when like little like cul-de-sacs and all that do that fun stuff together.
Most cul-de-sacs, though, they kind of don't do it because of fear.
Fear?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want your kids out in other young people's yards and stuff at night.
Well, if they all coordinate it.
I'm just saying that it's very hard to do, but it's great when somebody can pull that off.
Light up eggs? That'd be sweet.
600 of them. Damn. It was insane.
I can't imagine that happening in my neighborhood, for example. Well, okay?
Yeah, but you guys aren't really, like, I could in mine because we're all very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking to my girlfriend. She doesn't talk to any of her neighbors either.
Yeah, we know everybody. It's just that we're not, you know, like friends with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think you have to be that in order for your child to go out, you know, obviously trick-or-treating.
But wouldn't that be sad? They're just looking out the
Easter egg hunting.
They're just looking out the window because you're not friends with anybody.
Yeah.
And they're like, we weren't invited.
No, I kind of like it that way.
Because my dad's BJ.
He won't allow it. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like
you. That's the saddest thing ever.
Hope everybody had a great Easter week and BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.